The music of guitarist and singer Lalo Guerrero is linked to the Zoot Suit scene in 1940s Los Angeles. As part of our continuing series, California Songs, his son, Mark Guerrero, explains how his father got young Mexican-Americans called pachucos dancing boogie-woogie all over the state.
Okay, I'll sing the first little verse. Swing chicas patas, ese es mi borlo, lo bailo en tula. The song is called Chicas Patas Boogie. He wrote the lyric to this. This was based on the music to a song called Oh Babe by Louis Prima. And he wrote this not only a Spanish lyric, but a lyric in Caló, Pachuco slang. Pachucos originated in El Paso, Texas, probably in the 30s, and they had this very cool way of talking that really wasn't Spanish. It had sort of a combination of anglicized Spanish words and Hispanicized English words.
Swing chicas patas, ese es mi borlo, lo bailo en Tula, con una chula, lo bailo en Visita todo tren, hey, lo bailan los carnales ahí en Sangrará, también los camaradas ahí en Sambra, también las chavalonas en Verdugo, también los pachucones en el Chuco, se pone a todo tren cuando bailan boogie.
Lo bailo en Tula con una chula. I dance it in Tulare, as in Tulare in Central California, with a cute girl. A chula is a girl that's really cute and good looking. San Fra is San Francisco. I dance it with my brothers over in San Francisco. Also my friends in Sacra, Sacramento. So it's kind of like the forerunner. This was before Surfin' USA and Chuck Berry's, you know, where he mentions we're rocking in Memphis or whatever. This was before all that.
En Arizona, hasta en Pomona, lo han apañado en Colorado.
Mexican-Americans in the late 40s, as in later, have always enjoyed African-American music. At that time, it was jump swing and boogie-woogie. And what was so interesting was my dad was the first to make that kind of music, but with caló in it, and in Spanish, things that they could relate to. He didn't record in English, basically because of racism. He wanted to. In fact, his idols were Rudy Valley and later Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby, and he could sing like them, and he had no accent. But there was no chance at that time for a, you know, a brown-skinned, very Indian-looking man to be a romantic singer in the mainstream.
Musician Mark Guerrero. His father, Lalo Guerrero, known as the father of Chicano music, died 3 years ago in Palm Springs. Lalo Guerrero recorded some 700 songs over his 65-year-long career. He never really broke into the English language market, but in 1980, he was named a National Folk Treasure by the Smithsonian Institution. He was later awarded a National Medal of the Arts by President Bill Clinton. And that's our show for today. The California Report is a production of KQED Public Radio. The director is Nina Thorson. Seal Muller is the technical producer. We had additional engineering from Tom Krimkowski. Our interns are Amanda Stupai, Dan Verrall, Alexis Kenyon, Josh Lehman, and Jacob Fenston, who, by the way, produced our California song this week. The online editor is Gabriel Cohen. Our producer is Susie Racho. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. Bruce Kuhn is the news director. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.